Shmuel Beis Perek Chaf. This parak discusses the immediate rebellion of Shevin ben Bichri against King David. In the previous parak, we learned about the death of Absalom, which marked the end of his rebellion against the throne of his father, King David. The parak ended with the tribes of Yisrael arguing with the tribe of Yehuda who King David felt more loyal to. The Da'as Sofrim points out the quarreling amongst the tribes set the stage for the rebellion of Sheva ben Bichri in this parak. In Pasuk Aleph, Visham Nikra Ish Bliyal Vishmo Sheva ben Bichri Ishimini. There was a man who was a lawless man whose name was Sheva ben Bichri from the tribe of Binyamin. Vayomar Ein Lanu Chelek B'David V'lo Nachla Lanu B'Bein Yishai. We have no portion in the lot of David, and we certainly don't have inheritance from the son of Yishai. Ish l'ahal of Yisrael. Every man go back to their tents. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Aleph, Amud Beis, says, Navat hu Micha hu Sheva ben Bichri. Navat, Micha, and Sheva ben Bichri were all the same person, just with different names. The Da'as Sofrim points out, Sheva ben Bichri was ultimately denying Hashem and the legitimacy of the prophecy of Shmuel HaNavi, who anointed David. The men of Yisrael decided to join Sheva ben Bichri, while Yehuda stayed loyal to King David. Upon returning to Yerushalayim, David had put aside his 10 concubines, who Absalom had violated. David created a separate home for them and supported the concubines for the rest of their life, but he no longer lied with them. King David now appointed Amasa, the new general, to muster up the men of Yehuda and to take care of the rebellion of Sheva ben Bichri. Amasa was to report back to David in 3 days. Amasa delayed in gathering the men of Yehuda. King David then told Avishai to chase down Sheva ben Bichri. David understood the rebellion of Sheva ben Bichri has potential to do more damage than the rebellion of Absalom, and therefore did not wait for Amasa to return and appointed Avishai immediately. Yoab took a group of expert marksmen to find Sheva ben Bichri before Sheva reaches a fortified city. We will now see how Yoav assassinated Amasa. Amasa had started to approach Yoav. Yoav was wearing his sword in a visible place on his thigh. As Yoav leaned forward, Yoav's sword slipped into his hand. Amasa was not concerned with Yoav's sword. And Pasuk Tes, Vayomar Yoav l'Amasa, Yoav said to Amasa, Hashalom ata achi, is everything okay, brother? V'tachaz yad yamini Yoav v'zaken Amasa l'nashek lo. And Yoav grabbed Amasa's beard with his right hand in order to give him a kiss. Yoav took the sword in his left hand and killed Amasa with one stab. Amasa's innards fell to the ground. Yoav and Avishai continued to pursue Sheva ben Bichri. However, the atrocious and gruesome sight of Amasa's body was left on the road. The men did not want to follow Yoav and Avishai and continue pursuing Sheva with him. Because of the sight, the body of Amasa was then removed from the scene and the search for Sheva continued. The fortified city that Sheva ben Bichri was located in, and they started to break down the wall to get Sheva ben Bichri. And Pasuk Tezayin, Vatikra Isha Chachama Min Ha'ir, a very wise woman called from the city, Shimu Shimu, Imri Na'el Yoav, Karav Od Hineda Dabra Alecha. Listen, listen, tell Yoav to come here so I can speak with him. The Medjer Zuta in Koheles explains this woman was none other than Serach Bas Asher, Serach, the daughter of Asher. She was blessed with an exceptionally long life, 684 years old. The woman related to Yoav, why did your men not ask for the person to be handed over before you go ahead and destroy an entire city of Yisrael? We are Hashem's people. It would be inappropriate for you just to kill us all. Yoav related, they were looking for Sheva ben Bichri, who was rebelling against the king. The woman then promised she will throw the head of Sheva ben Bichri over the wall. Therefore, Yoav wouldn't harm anyone in the city. And Pasuk Chav Beis, V'tavo Yishael Ha'isha al kol ha'am b'chokmasa, and the woman came to the people that she was in her town with wisdom. V'yichartu es rosh sheva ben bichri v'yishlacheu el Yoav, and she cut off the head of sheva ben bichri and she threw it over the wall to Yoav. Note the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei Torah, Perek Hei, Halacha Hei, based on this incident, learns that if someone in a town is deserving of death, is chayiv misa, if a Gentile would say to that town, hand over and specify a specific person or we will kill the entire town, then one is allowed to hand over that specific person, as was in the case of Sheva ben Bichri. Yoav then blew the shofar, and the war was over. Yoav returned to King David in Yerushalayim. And Pasuk Chav Gimel through Chav Vav, which is the end of the parak, King David's court is now listed. General of army was Yoav. Head of the archers and slingers, Benayahu ben Yoyada. The taxes, Adrom, the chronicler, Yehoshaphat ben Achilud, the scribe, Shva, Kohanim, were Tzadok, Avyasar, and Ira. And that's the end of the parak. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.